This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, January 18th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Hey, if you've not yet taken advantage of Skywatch TV's virtual conference Exposing the Darkness, we have a special offer for you. As we're in the last couple of weeks before it goes away, tell you about that after the break. Topic number 5 today, Schwab appears. Contrary to early reports that World Economic Forum Chief Klaus Schwab was unable to attend due to a medical issue, he did in fact attend the opening day. Although he was 8 hours late, George Soros, who'd been scheduled to appear, announced that he would not be there due to an unavoidable schedule conflict. But Schwab did open the gathering, albeit late, by declaring that he will, and I'm using his words now, master the future. Yes, the 85-year-old Klaus Schwab will master the future. No word as to whether he followed that with an evil villain laugh, you know, mwah, ha, 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 which would seem appropriate. Anyway, the WEF published a report for this meeting citing misinformation and disinformation among the top global risks for the period of the next couple of years. So near-term risks to global security, misinformation and disinformation. This is right up there with fears of a world conflict, which given the situation between Russia and Ukraine, clearly a proxy war now between Russia and NATO, food security, inflation, other real calamities that could befall the world, misinformation and disinformation right up there at the top of that list. And you can imagine how the globalists at the World Economic Forum feel that this might be addressed by controlling access to information for the rest of us, because bless our pointy little heads, we should only know what they want us to know. And that leads to topic number 4, controlling the narrative. Legal commentator Jonathan Turley, who's a law professor at George Washington University, reports that a former Defense Intelligence Agency deputy director, Douglas Wise, former CIA operations officer, said to The Australian during an interview that he and others always knew that the emails on the Hunter Biden laptop, the so-called laptop from hell, were probably genuine, legit. This is a remarkable admission because Wise is one of more than 50 former intelligence officials who signed an open letter before the 2020 presidential election dismissing the Hunter Biden laptop story as Russian disinformation. Now here's the thing. While Wise maintains that now the story was true, it was still good and proper for them to dismiss it as disinformation because, he said, the true aspects of the story just made the Russian disinformation that much more dangerous. This was a perfect deflection by the former members. Well, it's, you know, like the mob. You're never really a former member of the intelligence community. It gave a cooperative media a cover story that allowed them to dismiss the Hunter Biden laptop story, broken by the New York Post, reported heavily by the Daily Mail out of the UK, as a nothing burger. Nothing to see here. The Russians made it all up. And of course, it worked beautifully because as post-election surveys showed, a significant percentage of Biden voters in key swing states would have voted for Trump if they heard about the story or if it had been reported as legit. As it was, it took 2 years for corporate media outlets like The Washington Post, New York Times, and CNN, CBS to admit, oh yeah, that thing we told you was a lie was actually true. Now, Republicans are celebrating the embarrassing revelations that this was true and the further embarrassing revelations of the secret documents, classified documents being found at Biden's home in Delaware. But I think our representatives need to step back and take a broader view here. Put the Republic before your party, or put the public before your party, because if these revelations are coming out now, and I think that's really the question here, why now? Because the deep state has decided that Joe Biden is a liability who must not be reelected under any circumstances, then it looks like we're seeing yet another president who's being kneecapped by the deep state, the intelligence community. And that's not good for Americans, regardless of which political party you support. This is starting to look like the Roman Empire, where the Praetorian Guard, who were supposed to be the troops assigned to protect the emperor, realized that because they had the most access to the emperor, they could decide who got to be the emperor and which emperors had tragic accidents, like, you know, falling onto a sword or many swords or ate something that didn't agree with him. You know, this emperor, under the late Roman Empire, the emperors would remain emperors as long as they played ball with the Praetorian Guard. Well, you can make the case that that's what's going on now, and that's what happened to President Trump, and that this isn't the first time this has happened in American history. Who really killed Kennedy? Why was Richard Nixon hounded out of office? And why did these former intelligence officials, who now admit that the laptop from hell was real, debunk it before the 2020 election? Topic number three, the FAA ground stop. Is there more here than meets the eye with the FAA's ground stop last Wednesday? This was a complete halt on any flights from American airports, the first time that that had happened since September 11th of 2001. Now, the Biden administration blamed it on a damaged database file, but Fox News' Tucker Carlson is proposing a different theory. During a segment on a show Monday night, he said, you know, the same thing happened just after it happened here in the United States to the air traffic systems in Canada and the Philippines. And those are on different servers using different software. What are the odds? Carlson also pointed out that Bitcoin surged more than 15% after the FAA's ground stop last week, Wednesday, which might happen if the United States government were suddenly to buy large amounts of Bitcoin. Now, to be fair, Bitcoin was already trending up as of Monday, so that may not be connected at all. But it is worth wondering whether there is more than meets the eye with that ground stop last week, Wednesday. Topic number two, oh, by the way, and if there is, I wouldn't hold your breath waiting for the Biden administration to tell us. Topic number two, gender mutilation. New study shows that trans women, a majority of trans women, these are men who identify as women, who've had the euphemistically named bottom surgery, are in so much pain they need medical care years later, and up to a third struggle to just use the toilet or have intimate relations. This is not quite what they were promised. This study, conducted by researchers from the Women's College Hospital in Ontario, Canada, analyzed the records of 80 patients who sought care from the clinic between 3 months and 5 years after having this surgery where male genitalia are removed or reconstructed into an approximation of female genitalia. The findings demonstrate that these complex surgeries carry risks that patients are often not made aware of at a time when more and more of such surgeries are being conducted in the U.S. and Canada. The most common symptoms reported by post-op patients: pain, 53.5%, bleeding, 42.5%. Other minor outcomes include difficulty urinating, more than 22%, sexual problems, 33%, poorly healing wounds, 21%. Again, minor problems. As my dad used to say, minor surgery is a surgery that's on someone else. These are people who are dealing with emotional or psychological issues, who have mutilated themselves voluntarily and now finding out after the fact that the human body is a little more complicated than they were led to believe. Look, we are not like the potato heads, where you can just switch and swap pieces and parts without consequence. This is awful, and it's beginning to appear as though the modern transgender cult, which is really what it is just a present-day iteration of the ancient mystery cults, where the priests of pagan deities like Magnus Mater in Rome, the Great Mother, were required to castrate themselves to serve this pagan deity. We're moving into a post-Christian era, and it's not atheist, it is pagan. Coming up, here's why you don't let your pet fish have access to your credit card. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
Now, at the SkyWatchTVStore.com, you're going to find the Walk by Faith special offer. Now, this offer includes three masterpiece works. First, you're going to receive, of course, Dorothy Spalding's new book, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight, where you'll journey with Dorothy across the United States in an epic act of faith You'll also discover how to hear the voice of God and carry it through, never wavering or quitting when times get tough. You're going to discover how to identify the secrets of prevailing prayer, tenacity, and courage, which I think Dorothy embodies, and you can tell that as she's here sharing her story, and learn to be a bold and fearless witness of Jesus Christ. But that's not all. You're also going to receive Dr. Thomas Horn's true biographical book, The Boy from El Mirage, where you'll learn how Tom cheated death three times and came to discover why God spared him for a kingdom purpose. This biography covers everything from how he met his lifelong mate, Nita, his early years as a pastor, supernatural events that he's experienced in his long and storied life, and most importantly, it's a call to action and message of truth for everybody today. And finally, you'll receive the biographical book, No Fences, by Whispering Ponies Ranch founder Nita Horn, where you'll experience her journey from devastation to tenderness, humor, and warmth. From surviving poverty and discovering an invisible God who has a plan for all of our lives, No Fences is an intimate and revealing narrative of losing dreams, getting them back, and the faith journey in between. Altogether, these three masterpieces hold a retail value of $60, yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to miss out on this incredible opportunity to get this book, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight. I promise you will be inspired and you'll learn a ton.
Item number one today, don't let your pet fish play your video games. You might find they're releasing information to the world you don't want the world to know, like your credit card information. A Japanese YouTuber, this YouTube channel called Mutekimaro Channel, is a series of live stream videos where his pet fish play Pokemon. He's set up a means for his pet fish in a tank to using motion tracking trigger various options during the Pokemon games, depending on where the fish move in relation to the piece of paper with various icons on the back of the tank. Well, turns out on January 15th, while playing Pokemon Violet on stream, the game crashed and the fish suddenly found themselves into the Nintendo Switch's menu, and then they wound up in the eShop. And while they were there, they managed to browse through a few other games like Minecraft, Minecraft Legends, but then they got to the wallet page, the owner's wallet page, and there added about 500 yen to Mutekimaro's account, drawing from his bank account and putting it into his game account. And when he did that, of course, the credit card information was exposed to the world. And the fish weren't quite done there. After that, they created a brand new icon for the channel before returning back to the main menu. Mutekimaro Channel has announced that the current game, Pokemon Violet, will be the last game played by the fish. He should be thankful, though, that this wasn't, say, a dachshund playing. Having been a dachshund owner for some time, Sam is now, you know, rearranging things in heaven. But if Sam had been allowed to play this game, we would have found dump trucks filled with kibble showing up unannounced at the house. Could have been worse. Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness. It goes away in just a couple of weeks. You've got through February 4th to sign up. If you haven't done so already, to take advantage of 24 cutting-edge presentations from the likes of Tom Horn, Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallups, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, yours truly, and many others, plus free access to 6 feature-length documentaries from Skywatch Films, you get 90 days access from the day you sign up. But to encourage you to do so, if you've not yet already, Skywatch TV now offering a 10% discount. If you sign up now through February 4th, use promo code DARKLASTCHANCE, all one word, DARKLASTCHANCE, when you sign up, and you'll get 10% off. You find out more online and register now at DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com. Her life story is remarkable. God saved her life through angelic intervention twice, and she tells that story to Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team. I'm talking about Dorothy Spaulding, the author of the new book, We Walk by Faith, Not by Sight. Don't miss the broadcast. Our broadcast schedule, if you watch over the air on one of our Christian television networks, our affiliates. You'll find the schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch it right now at skywatchtv.com. All of our video content is always at our website, our Rumble channel, skywatchtv.com, or rumble.com/skywatchtv, YouTube, youtube.com/skywatchtv now, or better yet, just add Skywatch TV to Roku or Apple TV. It's free, and it brings all of our content right to you. In fact, the weekly broadcast show gets added to Roku and Apple TV several days before going out over the airwaves. You can also download us to your smartphone or tablet, iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire. The app is free. We have links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.